Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, May 28th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for coming back to us tonight from all over the globe. We're happy to have you and looking forward to having a good call tonight. And as you know, we pray the call in every Tuesday and Thursday night, and then we go to Sue for what is always a stimulating and uplifting teaching that we can all benefit from. So we're all looking forward to that tonight, but let's pray the call in and then go to Sue. Lord God, thank you so much that things are happening behind the scenes, so much so that there's meetings and get-togethers and money moving and all kinds of things that we don't really see right now, but we know that it's happening. And we know that things are moving in the right direction to complete and issue this blessing which you have for us. Thank you for everything that's going on. Thank you for the timing of it. Help us to have a good picture of what's going on and when we can expect to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, magical time of the week, Tuesday and Thursday nights around this time when you bring the teaching. So I'm excited, and Bob is too. We're all excited to hear what it is you'll bring to us tonight.
It is a magical time, and I'm going to layer my cake, frost my cake with this insight that just came in, listening to us play the way we always do. There's a song called, I can't remember who did it, "These Are the Days We'll Remember." Oh, I can't remember. Somebody's going to send it to me, I know. And the point is that we're going to remember the three of us on the call, the millions of us on the call, the people that are listening to the replay. We're going to remember and look back and say, we got to be together every Tuesday and Thursday and prepare ourselves for the best time of our lives with all of our hearts. So, and that light, here's our teaching for tonight. A new player on our team. I think I'm going to dedicate this to Bob. You just have to tweak it a little bit, Bob. As youngsters, we neighborhood kids would play street football. The minute we got home from school, we'd drop the books and hit the pavement. The kid across the street had a dad with a great and strong addiction to football. As soon as he'd pull in the driveway from work, we'd start yelling for him to come and play ball. He couldn't resist. Out of fairness, he'd always ask, "Which team is losing?" Then he would join that team, which often seemed to be mine. I love that. His appearance in the huddle changed the whole ball game. He was confident, strong, and most of all, he had a plan. We'd circle around him and he'd look at us and say, "Okay, boys, here's what we're going to do." The other side was groaning before we left the huddle. You see, we not only had a new plan, we had a new leader. He brought new life to our team. God does precisely the same. We didn't need a new play. We needed a new plan. We didn't need to trade positions. We needed a new player. That player is Christ, God's firstborn son. Answering the big question of eternity and the little questions of life fall into perspective. So remember, we have the player and then eternity, just to keep it nice and clear. Truth will triumph. Imagine that you're an ice skater in competition. You're in the first place with one more round to go. If you, like, kind of like us, if you perform well, the trophy is yours. You're nervous, you're anxious, and you're frightened. Then only minutes before your performance, your trainer rushes to you with the thrilling news You've already won. The judges tabulated the scores, and the person in second place can't catch you. You're too far ahead. These are good stories, aren't they good? On hearing that news, I just love this. How will you? I really curate this stuff. It takes me an hour, hour and a half to find these, so it's not casual. Upon hearing that news, how will you feel? Exhilarated. And how will you skate? Timidly? Cautiously? Of course not. How about courageously and confidently? You bet you will. You'll do your best because the prize is yours. You will skate like a champion because that is what you are. You will hear the applause of victory. The point is clear. The truth will triumph. The follower of truth will win, and the followers of truth will be honored with the applause of heaven. Those are our teachings for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow, what a story. Yeah.
I know.
That's pretty cool. I like that. Yeah. Wow. Very good. I was thinking, you know, it kind of ended up in ice skating.
Yeah, you were kind of transported by that. I can tell you're trying to figure out what do I say?
Yeah, right. Well, I've got a couple of things I was reminded by with that story, and I'll go back to the beginning because I never tend to go back to the very beginning. But
right.
I'm thinking, you know, when the kids were hitting the street after school and they're getting ready to play football or whatever, I was thinking, Bob, did you ever play stickball? Because that was a thing in the city, you know, but did you ever play stickball or did you just start right off with baseball?
You played everything in the street. That's why I brought it up. Yeah. Go, Bob. Sorry.
Well, we never played with a stick. We always had a baseball bat. But the very first time I swung at a baseball, it was in a street. We would hit from the front yard, but left field was the street. And so the first time I hit a ball, it went into the street, and it rolled down the hill, you know, and so I ended up getting a home run because the ball rolled like 200 yards down the hill. And
down the hill
somebody
into
got
a
on
street gutter.
Yeah. And someone had to get on their bicycle to go down to retrieve it. And so
my retrieve it for the bike.
Baseball.
Oh, that's terrific. So you got to run the bases on that one, huh? Yep. Cool. Home run right out of the bat, right out of the dugout. Wow, cool. That's very
ground
cool.
ball home run.
I was gonna say, yeah. Ground ball home run, yeah. Unusual but great. Man, that's fun. I don't know, Sue. I think this teaching was interesting because it gave us kind of a perspective of what it would be like if an adult would join the losing team and then bring new life and leadership to that team and have a plan, just like God has a plan for our lives. And then we would say, okay, here we are in this state. Okay, what is the plan? Help me to determine what your plan is for my life. And I think a lot of us have done that already, but a lot of us might still need to adapt to that and say, you know what, I'm going to check and see, what does God have for me? You know, do I have a calling? You know, Bruce, Sue, Bob, they've all got callings. They know what their calling is. And, yep, but it changes, it morphs, and God redirects, you know, and moves us into the right place where we can be effective. But I think that's good that we have somebody who could be a leader and a major player. And we do need a player. We need a player. And we have that player in the person of the Holy Spirit, really. We've got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, that's who we go to daily for, you know, and that's that still small voice that's talked about, that's what we're listening to, you know, and that's who we we hopefully follow. So I like the teaching because I think it gives us a really good example of what it would be like to be that losing team and all of a sudden turn it into a winning team. And you know what I mean? I think we're all on a winning team. But, you know, the fun of it, it's like when Bob hit that homer, you know, first time up with the bat and hits a grounder for a homer, it ended up, you know, 300 yards down the street, you know, or however far it went. I mean, that's where we are right now. We've hit that home run, and we're just slowly running the bases until we slide into homer. Or just run over home plate. And we're right there. Mm-hmm. We're right there about to get everything that's coming our way. And I think it's really beautiful that we have that opportunity to have been here. And you know what's most fun about it? It's not the final score of the game. It's the journey. It's the playing. It's the winning. It's the participation in the game itself that brings us that joy that we look for. Yeah, it's cool to celebrate afterwards, and we'll celebrate, you know, after this comes and we have our numbers, we set our appointments, we go on exchanges, all of that, we can celebrate. But really, the fun of this whole thing has been the journey itself. So that's what I got out of the teaching, Sue. Thank you. Thank you so much for it. Well, I appreciate it. And it was a really fun set of circumstances to create with. Bob, you brought up your at-bat. What do you think of this? This was football, but what do you think of this, and what else can you tell us? What other stories do you have that you can tell about this?
Well, I love the part where Sue was talking about the man that came to play quarterback and call the plays and inspire mm-hmm. confidence. And how nowadays we have our own eternal quarterback in Christ.
Right.
And
yep.
That's right.
Started thinking about who was the team going back in the day, and you had the apostles. We're part of the team. And you had the church. And you had the Bible, and you had the saints. And then nowadays we have the pastors, like Pastor Scott, and the ministers, and the priests, and the deacons, and the missionaries are all part of the team with the same quarterback over the centuries. And I started thinking about the projects that are part of the Big Call and mm-hmm. how so many thousands of people have these visions for carrying on the work at the direction of the eternal quarterback. And I started thinking about when I used to work with the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. And their founder, St. Cabrini, was one of the original project visionaries and implementers. And she founded 67 different institutions, one for each year of her life, including Cabrini College, the Cabrini High School, and the many, many hospitals all around the world, Australia, Montreal, the Cabrini Medical Center on Lakeshore Drive in Chicago, the Cabrini mm-hmm. Medical Center in downtown New York City, and on and on. Missions in Africa and Brazil and orphanages. And she was just a prolific visionary that had the ability to gather her team together to implement these projects. And it was a multi-billion dollar enterprise back in the 1980s and 90s when I worked with them as a corporate CEO. And it was so inspiring. Imagine you're in this morphic field of creativity from a woman who was the first ever American citizen to be canonized. And that was the atmosphere, that was the tribe that we got to play in. And then I started thinking, well, here we are with thousands more projects in the works, and here's an entire team that could fill the whole stadium where the football team is playing 1,000 times over, and it's called the Blessed Ideas Group. And it's one of the modern-day ultimate teams that have that eternal quarterback.
That's beautiful, good, Bob. Well said. Well said. Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk to you later about Cabrini. I think that's a cool thing that she did. And wow, what she was able to accomplish in her life of 67 years, that's beautiful. Thank you, Bob, so much. What do you think, Sue? This was a really different teaching in the sense that it was kind of based on this guy and the leader, the new player that came into play with the kids. What did you take from this teaching, Sue?
Well, this is going to be fun because both of you didn't pick up. That's not a discount or anything, but there is something in both of these. What did you notice? They were embodied. They were both stories of where inspiration, like Ms. Cabrini or Sister Cabrini, was moving through and was embodied into action. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read you, I've been working on a book, I'm working on, multiple fronts, but it's about what Bob was talking about, and what we are is a culture. And so I'm writing the book Ooda What, which is about eudaimonia, which is the highest form of happiness, which is meaning. Meaning, not pleasure, meaning creates the greatest atmosphere that Bob has been in, that I have been blessed to be in. But when it's lifted in spiritual meaning, like what we're doing every Tuesday and Thursday, it turns out that the culture you create, and so we create it with the teachings that we have and the leadership that we do and the getting ready and getting ourselves healthy, which is the only way culture can help happen. It can't come through sick bodies, thank you, Bob, and it can't come through uninformed or a lesser truth, thank you, Bruce, because Bruce brings the intel. Well, this is what I said in this book. Before strategy, before systems, before intelligence, people feel something. They feel tension. They feel openness. They feel inspiration. They feel exhaustion. They feel pressure, warmth, possibility, humanity. We became interested in the environments that make extraordinary people come more alive. And that's why I love these two teachings, is because when you hear them, you hear about, and you hear Bob, and you hear you, Bruce, it's about what's making you come more alive. You come to this call to learn, how am I going to do this better than it's been done before? How am I going to do it so my project doesn't fall apart, my health doesn't fall apart? I do it so I'm balanced and I'm inspired and all that. And to me, a new player on our team is a new understanding of growing into a healthier, you know, so yeah, think about where you were 3 years ago. Hopefully you're healthier, you're stronger, if you're not, it's because you're getting ready for more health. Sometimes when things are breaking down, they're leaving your life so that you can move into a freer, more expanded life. And to me, the new player on the team is all of us on the big call, stepping into a much more grounded, expanded, embodied new self that can lead a new world. So that's what I got from the teaching.
Well, that's good, Sue. I like that. Well, you put all that together and wrapped that up. Thank you for that. That was cool. And we always enjoy the teaching, so thank you for doing the research and finding that and bringing it to us tonight. That was cool.
Thank you.
All right. Sue?
Okay. Yes?
Time for prayer and praise. And before we get into your aspect of it, I think I'm going to turn it over to Bob. He has a couple of things that he'd like to bring out that I'm going to pray for. So, Bob, when you're ready.
So, Bruce, at first, if we do these one at a time, if you could pray for Johnny, who we talked about earlier, who is sick, and you know the story, if you want to do that first.
Absolutely. Johnny's in a situation going into hospice and, you know, would love to do the projects that he has planned to do after everything goes. So even though he's moving into that situation, let's pray him out of it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Johnny and his heart and what he has planned for his future. Lord God, we'd like him to be able to perform these things that he wants to do project-wise. And we know that entering into hospice, you know, tends to give us very little hope. But we're going to turn that around and say, we believe that you are the God of hope and the God of miracles, and that you can take his illness and create life. You know, Jesus said, I set before you life and death. He made the suggestion, choose life. So we are choosing life for Johnny. We are making his choice as a group of 20-plus million listeners to the big call. We would like for him to live and not die and choose life, to do whatever is necessary to sustain him, to bring him around, and give him a second chance at life. We ask all this and speak it into existence in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay,
thank
Bob,
you, Bruce.
And what is the... You're welcome. What is the information you wanted to tell us next?
Yeah, so many people that listen to the big call may have had the pleasure of talking with Gene Shank over the years. He was quite the character, and this morning at about 5:30, Gene passed away. He was going to be 90, his next birthday. And I remember when Gene came first to Boomers to work with us, he was 80. And he and his friend, who was the same age, were quite the characters. And I informed them shortly after they started working that middle age began at 85 years old at Boomers Forever Young. And at that point, I was going to begin to expect in them to act maturely. And it never happened. Gene had the greatest sense of humor and was a wise guy till the very end. And Gene would say to us, and his family told us the same thing, working at Boomers was Gene's dream job. He had always wanted to have a job where he could work full-time and get paid and support his family while he was helping other people. And he did that tirelessly for year after year after year after year. And he was always so helpful. He was never in a rush. If someone called and wanted to talk about their health and get started on improving their health, Gene would stay on the phone with them for over an hour until they understood everything and had everything set. And he had all their phone numbers written down in his own book, and he followed up and called them back and made sure and that they were always taken care of. And I remember other people would call to the office, and one of the other people would answer the phone, and they would have a question, and the staff would say, well, would you like to talk to Bob about that? I'm not sure the answer to that question. And they would say, no, I don't want to talk to Bob. Put Gene on the phone. And
that's funny.
Sure enough, Gene would take care of him. And he was very
so cool.
demonstrative about everything. And he would, back in 2015 or thereabouts, when he first started, he showed up one day with a banner that was about 10 feet long and about 5 feet high, and he pinned it up onto the wall in his office, and it was a Trump banner. And when he made a statement about who he was going to vote for, he didn't want anybody to be mistaken. So who he was going to vote for.
I guess not. Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that, Bob. That's a good story. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, Bob, now refresh my memory, Bob. Is he the author of that book about the Florida crackers kind of thing?
No, that's,
or am I thinking
that's
of someone
his
else?
Buddy. That's his buddy, Jim Lee, who is still working for us.
Okay.
He's going to be 90 in August. And
awesome.
Jim does all the outbound wellness calls for us, and is probably going to be doing that for another 20 or 30 years. And
sure.
But they were best buddies. They would have lunch together every day, and it was
didn't they bring their
really
lunch,
fun.
Bob? Didn't they bring a sack lunch or a lunch bucket?
Yep. They always had their lunch pails, their old metal lunch pails that they would bring and have lunch together. And I don't know if they were doing it just for fun or to josh us, but they had their 1950s lunch pails. And and it was always so much fun to have them at the office. Jim works from home now, and we see him from time to time. And this will be the first time in, 10 years that we will have a Christmas party where Gene won't be there. And he always came with his wife, Diane, and we're going to make sure that Diane comes to the Christmas party this year, and we'll hold it in honor of Gene. And so,
there
Bruce,
you go.
Thank you. We're saying a prayer for Gene and his family.
Will do. And I know that Gene is survived by his wife and children and other family members. So this prayer is for the family. Heavenly Father, we just come to you and we honor Gene Shank, who lived to be almost 90 and passed away this morning early. Lord God, thank you that he was such an inspiration to many, many people that he talked with on the phone at Boomers and the people actually that knew him in the office at Boomers to Bob and others like his close friend Jim Lee. And thank you for Jim sort of picking up the baton and running with it now that Gene has moved on. And we just thank you for him. Thank you for his memory. Help us to keep his memory alive and remember him not only at the Christmas party, but thinking about himself, thinking about his family, his wife, Lord God, we just pray for the peace of the family, that they understand how people felt about Gene and how supportive Big Call Universe is and has been for Gene. Thank you for giving them peace, that peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Bob, for that. You know, Bob, and this is a kind of a little funny, but even though this is a sad time, but you know, I think Gene is funny enough, a guy, that he would appreciate this. You know, in golf, Bob, there's an S word that isn't to be mentioned, and it's the word shank. Because if a golfer shanks a golf ball, he's hitting it on the hosel of the club. He didn't even hit it on the club face. He shanks it. And it's kind of a weird jinx-type term that golf announcers don't even speak. We all know it exists. It can happen, even to the best of them. But Gene Shank. I'll never forget that now, Bob. And I hope Gene is laughing along with me on that.
Oh, God. Mm. Well, thank you, Bruce.
What? You're welcome.
Beautiful,
you're welcome.
Bob.
Or as we would say in the lingo of Bob Hope, shanks for the memories. Amen. All right.
I love hearing and feeling just the atmosphere that you all came to create, you know, knowing that you're like working there together and you're close and you created it so they're having fun. And the big piece that I took away from that, Bob, is just the acceptance and the love everybody has for each other, being unique, being non-corporate, being up to something meaningful. It's just, I hope everybody really picked up, God, when you love to work in a place like that, not, and work to me is like cast out. Wouldn't you like to create meaning in a place like that? So thank you for that
exactly. Beautiful
story. I'm sorry your friend is transition to highlight everything you're going to be doing in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he got to live his ideal job. He got to work in an environment that he loved with people that he cared
right.
about. And, you know, that's the last 10 years of his life. So he had a really,
really great time
doing that.
Yeah, cutting edge, doing something that he was like right on the edge of what the future of humanity will be. So that is pretty cool. That's a good frame. So shall we continue?
Yes.
We have a prayer that wasn't requested. And this is for a member of the pod. Let me see how I'm going to frame this. Who is also dealing with what you have dealt with. So you probably might know who it is, Bruce.
I do know.
And
yeah.
So he's going in, and we're just going to call. Well, how are we going to refer? We're praying for an exceptional artist scientist. And who is here to bring immense beauty and gifts to the world and extraordinary breakthroughs in the quantum physics realm. And we pray that his procedure tomorrow goes as planned and that his heart is completely healed. And the necessity for going any further with any other procedure is completely removed because he's going to be getting into the med bed soon. So we see Christ, we see this incredible being surrounded with the love of the Big Call, knowing how deeply appreciated, admired, respected, all of that that he is. And we see him completely healed, realizing how deeply loved he is, and healed in Jesus' name, and say amen.
Amen.
that's that. And then we're going to do Ms. Genia. We have not heard from Pastor Scott.
It bothers me a
Lord,
little bit. Yeah.
I know. That hasn't been a stable situation for a very long time. Lord, grant us your light that we might give joy to those who need you. Grant us your peace that we might impart your grace and truth to those in doubt. Grant us your love that we might guide the world to the Father's heart, praying that each of us find the right relationships and people who can fuel our growth and help us accomplish more than we thought possible, especially with this RV blessing. Praying that we're successful in our relationship with God, we will need to look for the wisdom of people who are further along in their faith journey. Memorial Day is not just another holiday. Last Sunday and Monday, I took a trip to Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Walking through the Boston Commons, there is an area where 37,000 flags planted, representing every brave Massachusetts service member who gave their life defending our nation since the Revolutionary War. It had had a sign to please honor the ultimate sacrifices of our local heroes while respecting the display. Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for all the wonderful leaders and listeners, their health, their finances, and well-being, RV blessing, R&R, tariffs, Doge, debt forgiveness, phones, and bank perks. May the negotiations go well with Iran, world peace, and the first step towards success is taken when you refuse to be a captive of the environment in which you first find yourself. Mark Twain. That's a good one. Life was meant to be lived, and curiosity must be kept alive. One must never, for whatever reason, turn one's back on life. Eleanor Roosevelt. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Blessings and peace to everyone on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe, Jeannie. That was an especially good one, Jeannie.
That was good, I think, don't you?
Was it?
Very good, Jeannie. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, I like that. Very good. Yes.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Keep talk for a minute. Oh, I got it.
Okay, I got you, Sue. I got you. You got it?
I got you, Bruce.
Okay.
I got you.
Sue's back. I got your six, Sue. You know that. I got your six.
I do. Okay. So are you ready?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. That's funny.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, goodness.
As they say, somewhat
in the South. Or maybe I'm funny because of the little things that amuse me. But we're going to have some fun tonight.
Yay.
With some cool new terms. Things you haven't heard about before, hopefully. And we're going to dial in some preemptive wisdom. And I actually coined that word, preemptive wisdom. So what is preemptive wisdom, and why is that going to be important for what we're about to do? So it turns out, there's a man by the name of Gary Klein. Bob, you should really check him out. And he has an organization called Macrocognition. And this is going to be very powerful for everybody that thinks they're not ready for this or whatever. But Macrocognition and Dr. Gary Klein and his former wife came up with what is called natural intuition and natural learning and decision making. And macrocognition is what happens, and he studied for decades and decades, what happens when people don't learn from books, but they learn from experience. So we studied firefighters and emergency workers, and they, all these people. You know who this made me think of is our number one guy, Bruce. And he found out that
me too.
I can't wait to share this with him someday. The way, and it also relates to my experience of learning. So the way people learn, and when they learn in experience, and when they use what is embodied experience, what you know, like your body's wisdom, it reduces any kind of slippage when you get into a situation by 30%. When you trust what your body is telling you and your intuition is telling you, that's called natural decision science. So think about that just for a second. Think about when you really trust with the spirit and your body knows before your head knows. Most people don't know that. Most people override those signals. You know, when you know that you know something, like, hell no, I'm not taking that COVID jab. Like, your body knew it. You knew. You knew.
Yep. Con job.
So yep. Here's what we're going to be launching as a new class, and then I have but this is all related because it's really, felt sense is really important. Getting it into the body is really important. Not overriding your intuition is really important. Why is that important? Because when things are going to be moving really, really fast, you're going to want to make decisions based on a really direct experience with the Holy Spirit and your body. A really, really close experience. And so everything that I'm putting out is based on this new cognitive science. And the cognitive science and all these sort of emerging fields, it's called a pretty fancy word. It's called transdisciplinary synthesis. But I love it with a passion. I mean, Bruce knows, and Bob knows too. It's like to combine Christ's teachings with how these disciplines are proving that Christ walked in this beautiful, lit-up, meaning-making, just like Bob's friend, you know, who had the billion-dollar network of meaning-making organizations. It's like when you get that loaded in your body and you're surrounded with people that are living in that level of meaning, commitment, love, discipline, that's what we do in the pod. That's why we are going to make what I'm about to make available to you, because it's about bringing God's love into the body so strongly and with so much precision that you bypass the snags, you bypass the toxic people, you bypass the things that would slow you down, you bypass the things that aren't at your level, you bypass that. And you make decisions based on how it's going to align you with God's love, really powerfully. A lot of people have settled. They're in like comfort loops, and they've settled. They're not really getting a groove on. So I'm going to read you a couple of testimonials, and then I'm going to tell you about what we're going to offer, because these are pretty cool. Hi, Sue. I wanted to take a minute to express my deepest appreciation for having created the new sovereign relationships. Just sitting with these practices and what they do, the past 10 days, I've been able to stabilize myself, so I feel more loving towards myself and then more loving to the people around me. I love the stories, I love the practices, but I especially like how different I'm feeling after just 10 days. I would encourage others to experience what Sue has put together. Gratefully, Beth. So here's a cool thing. It turns out what we're doing in the new sovereign relationships, you've got to get into your nerve. Please write this down, you guys, because if you get this, you're going to be, and you've got Christ and you get it in your body. See, nobody said this out loud. Nobody's combined this. It's all over the place. It's hidden in pockets. But here's what it is. Trauma in your nervous system, if you don't give precision what we do in the new sovereign relationships, we have you standing on the ground, like your feet on the ground. We use somatic anchors so that the practice actually lands in your body and rewires your nervous system, not just your heart, but your brain, and you start to have a felt sense. A felt sense. Like Jean probably had a felt sense of real deep love. He had it in his body at such a level that he could transmit it. He wanted to share it. He was overflowing with it. This is what we need to get into people so they're getting out of their head, they're understanding, and really, really pay attention to this. Once you have that, you're not going to compromise. You are not going to compromise the quality of your relationship with God, your body, and what you're about to do, so that you can be stable and you can walk into a room, you can be in a conversation, whatever. But you're going to be a stable signal for Christ's love. And you're going to know, and your words are going to come out with an authority and a clarity and a strength that's going to keep anything funky away from you. Because when you're full, you can't be manipulated. When you're full, addictions aren't circling around you. When you're full, you're not going to get into things that deplete you or collapse on you, because you're so grounded in knowing this is what it feels like to be in my strongest, most sovereign self. And the new sovereign relationships, I'm going to read one more. The new sovereign relationships is about how you feel about your relationship with yourself and for the people that are about to take on creating a new world. This is not for entrepreneurs. This is not for CEOs. This is not, even though I've done that work for 35 years, this is for everybody that's listening to my words right now that are about to help build something new. New. New for themselves, new for their family. And they realize they're going to have money, but how do I design it? And how do I create that love so that it can be quiet, listening, strong, and basically helping to orchestrate what needs to be created. So here's somebody writing about that. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Maybe. Oh, no. Hold on. Catherine, you've so beautifully captured the appreciation, the gratefulness, and the wonder and awe that we receive from these teachings. I believe someone else has already mentioned this, but I'm joining them in saying that the endowments and the reset and all these new sovereign programs should somehow be made available to the world as a guide for surviving in the paradigm shift that we'll be experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely print out the most recent beautiful artwork of who we are and the foreshadowing of the Christ-like vessels, which the Lord continues to mold. Thank you, Sue, for the love that keeps giving. Blah, blah, blah. We love you and want God's blessings. This is not about me. This is about having the courage. This you can see. Having the courage to see what needs to get created, creating it, and with the help of Bob and Bruce, and getting it out. And every one of us is going to have to do that. Every one of us is going to have a spine. A spine. You're going to have some discipline. You're going to be meeting a lot of people. And the new sovereign relationships is about growing that in a way that isn't fluffy. This is Christ's teaching. So we go into story. Let me see what we have here. No, don't have it. We give you a story. We give you a practice. We give you a story that I've lived. We give you the result. We give you a 120-second practice. This is all backed up by peer-reviewed science at the back of this booklet. This is for people that are going to be in a lot of change very quickly, that have not been exposed to the hard, real, somatic neuroscience that will allow Christ's teachings to live in your body. You can listen to scripture all day long, but if you don't get it into your body and into your nervous system so you feel it and you're living it, I mean, I think we all know people like that. I know. I've known a lot of people like that. And they would be, they could, you know, they'd be one way, but they weren't acting in a loving way, present way. So we are going to be offering this. I'll let Bruce do it the way he wants to do it. By sending, all you need to do is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put sovereign relationships, but Bruce will do it better for you in a minute. And it's $100. It's $100, and you're going to get classes, a meditation, and an 80-page book. Here's the thing about this book. This is not a tip or guide. I'm going to call it a guide. You'll be able to open it up on your computer. And people have talked about this, and everything is designed with this contemplative neuroscience, which is not like reading lines and lines and lines of text, not to hit your intellect. It's to land in your body. So for the first time, you're learning something that your body can feel, your spirit can feel. I know you're feeling it right now because I'm feeling it, and if I'm feeling it, then I'm transmitting it. It's about, we've got to be walking around so you feel like you're going into Boomers Forever Young. And you're walking into a place where the people know what love feels like when they're working and being with people. But you can't do that if you have a dysregulated nervous system, a head that's not connected to a body that knows love. You can't, it doesn't work. So we need some new solutions, and that's what we're passionate about. Being able to see where these siloed disciplines had to come together. And we're going to be testing this when we launch. I'm going to be measuring it, proving it. I've already done it with a pilot study on some programs that I've done. We're going to be proving this is what meaningful, loving culture looks like. That's what we need to do now. We need to do it. So if you want to be creating a culture inside, starting with yourself, and let it have love that lands in your body and shows up in your life, maybe you should think about getting this new sovereign relationships. And one last thing as I exit, here's the difference. Everybody is coming out of scarcity and survival. So your body has been trained to mirror proving love, earning love, but not being and walking as a sovereign in love. A huge shift. And it's going to shake the trees, because the old ways of doing relationship, which is like transactional or based on, it's a lot of old ways. Now, with this, you're going to say, I know what this feels like. I know what it feels like to be met, because I've met the love inside me. You can't give if you don't have it. You have to know, and you have to have met the deep love inside you. And that's what sovereign relationships is. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. New Sovereign Relationships is on the way. Thank you for bringing that up tonight and tying that in with a nice, pretty bow. All right. Okay. Thank you, Sue. Let's get into Bob. Give us the latest update that you can about our Myotrol order, the one that's being shipped. Tell us how we stand on that. What is your expectation for it?
Yeah, so I'm happy to announce that we still have our feet firmly planted in midair.
You rebellious
one. Like
mm-hmm.
And that we are hopeful but not expectant that we will get a delivery of it tomorrow. But certainly no later than Monday. So we're doing our best to see if we can get it for tomorrow. But Monday, they'll definitely be here, and we can get things rolling again.
Okay.
And with that being said, I do have a couple of testimonials, one that's really cool. But we get these short testimonials that I just say things like, I love your product, which you're talking about, or turmeric. Another person, great product, I'm going to continue using it. I really like your Myotrol, I feel stronger. And then we get this one. This lady writes in and sends in a picture. And before you read the testimonial, if you looked at this lady and someone say, how old do you think this woman is in this picture? And if you look at a first glance, you would say maybe around 30. And then if you look really close, around her eyes, you go, maybe she's as old as 40, but more likely maybe 35. And she writes this testimonial. I love Boomers Forever Young. It helps my hair, skin, and nails so much. I'm 69 years old, and a lot of people tell me that I look a lot younger. I was like, a lot younger. A lot younger is like 35 years younger. You people have got to go. You got to go to our website and check out this testimonial. It'll be right there on the homepage. You know, if you scroll down, you're not going to believe it. And if this is what collagen peptides can do for somebody, we all need to be taking it twice a day. And that's our testimonials. And Bruce, I wanted to do something a little bit different tonight because we got a really cool update from the Dominican Republic.
And
it's from the Advocates of Love Orphanage. So if anybody wants to see about this, go to advocatesoflove.org. And if you're somebody who has projects that you want to get going and support good projects, this is a project that's already going that you can go on that website and contribute $5 if you want, or sponsor a child for like $30 a month, or whatever it is that you feel like doing. Or if you're really ambitious, you could do what a couple of friends of mine did. One went down there and built a church with his own hands, and another went and built a dormitory for the girls that live at the orphanage with his own hands and money. And this is an update that came that just shows how far they've come, because they are now stabilized and doing community outreach. And so part of the report was what they're doing for the community. So the children at the orphanage, the staff of the orphanage, the minister of their church are now going out beyond the borders, the walls of the orphanage, and helping people in the community and teaching the children how to do this. And they're also becoming very enterprising. One of the children became very interested in cutting hair and has actually been studying to be a barber. And even while he's still living at the orphanage, has his first paying customer now that comes to the orphanage to get his hair cut by this child.
Oh, that's so cool.
And another one turned out to be very, very capable musician, and has become so good at this that he's now teaching lessons to other people to teach them how to be musicians. And between looking what happened with a woman in the community who had had a stroke and was having a really hard time living on her own, and the orphanage took her under their wing, and the pastor went to visit with her on many occasions, and she ended up finding Christ and getting baptized as a result. And, of course, they provided all kinds of other assistance to her. And so this came at the end of this report, Bruce, that this was what they called their prayer requests. And so the first category is orphan care. And this is what they're praying for. And they're asking us to pray for. Pray for wisdom, patience, and grace for our staff as they lead and disciple the children. Pray that each child will grow in their knowledge and love for the Lord. Pray for Samuel, who is growing in the craft of barbering, in dealing, who is sharpening his musical gifts and giving classes, that they may use their gifts with wisdom and for the glory of God. Next one is church. Pray for the continued growth of the church, the Bible study, and the upcoming women's event, that lives would be strengthened and encouraged in Christ. And so they're holding a women's event at the church that was built for the children, which is women from the community. Pray for the future women's outreach events that women in the community may come to know the Lord and grow in Him for the glory of God. And then for the missions, pray for Christina, who received Christ. She is facing significant issues and is incredibly lonely. Pray for the follow-up of the local church and the discipleship. Pray for the teams joining us this summer, that the Lord would guide their travels, unify their hearts, and use them to impact our community for His glory. And it was very interesting to think how far the Advocates of Love has come, to where you're not just seeing a daily struggle to care for orphans, but where these children are thriving, becoming contributing citizens, and being led to assist others in the community. Because, yes, there's orphans, but there's also a lot of other people in the Dominican Republic that need a lot of help, a lot of single women, and a lot of very poor people that live there, and that the Advocates of Love is starting to spread the gospel and to spread that project into the community. And Mike Clark, who is the founder, for those who haven't heard this story, Mike was a man who retired when he was 42 years old. He sold his business and became wealthy enough to retire, and began praying as to what he should do to serve the Lord at this point in his life. And he was guided to travel in the Caribbean to find a place to establish an orphanage. And each place he went, he didn't receive confirmation until he landed in Samaná, the northeast peninsula in the Dominican Republic. And at that point, God spoke to him and said, here it is. This is where you'll make this orphanage. And that's what he did. And he's been doing it for 10 years now, the Advocates of Love, under his and his wife's leadership, have been caring for children that in most cases probably would have died before their 10th or 12th birthday had not been for the Advocates of Love. I was there when they brought three children in, who two boys and a girl, and the youngest boy was a year old and was completely emaciated and had never eaten food. He was raised on sugar water, and that day began, you know, his recovery. And his I remember how withdrawn and frightened the other two children were. They wouldn't come out of their room until they were able to see Justin Singletary, who's a very, very similar story, where Justin just recently sold his business and started a Christian spiritual retreat himself. But it was his presence that was so gentle that inspired both the other brother and sister to come out of their room and to sit with him, to sit in his lap while all of the children opened gifts that had been brought to them by our traveling group. And it had to have been the first time in their lives they'd ever opened a wrapped gift. And
that's true.
And this is the update I received just today. We received the May newsletter from the Advocates of Love. And if you want to see it, see the whole program, go to advocatesoflove.org. And you'll be able to follow along with what they're up to. The reason I bring it up here is this is the Blessed Ideas group, and everybody has their vision for their projects or they're actually in the middle of doing projects. And this is a story of inspiration of a project that's come to full fruition in
yes.
the name of the Lord.
Bob, that's awesome. That's tremendous. Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Let me tell you what I was thinking while you were telling me. And of course, I've heard about this, but I love the update. It's really good. In the town of Samaná, how far is that from Punta Cana, roughly?
You know, I don't know exactly how far, but it's around the corner. Probably take a couple of hours to drive there.
Okay.
My sense
okay.
of it.
Right. Okay. And, you know, the more you talked about the orphanage and the child who was teaching others music and the one who's able to cut hair and do that as a barber, a little barber, Bob, I'm seeing this orphanage become more about outreach than being an orphanage. These kids are learning from the school, from the church, from the pastor, to have lives, and to have lives that they can share with other people in the community. I think the orphanage sounds like it's in its early stages of outreach. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what struck me as I was reading the report.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite an inspiring story for people, you know, who have similar dreams and desires to work on their projects.
You know, Bob, I'm picturing going down there with you sometime in our near future. And seeing what they've created and being able to add to what they've built already. And I'm picturing speaking to the community and or the church and or the orphanage itself in English and Spanish, like I have in Honduras and Argentina. So it would be really...
Wow.
I think that would be a great trip. I look forward to it.
That would be great.
And be able
we'll
to
see if Justin, we'll see if Justin Singletary will come with us.
Well, that'd be great. I'd love it. And the other thing is, let's see, where else was I going to go beyond that? Well, I just think it gives us an opportunity. The idea of what Bob said about Blessed Ideas Group. That's what I created from the word big, B-I-G, because that's why I wanted this to be simple to remember, the big call. And then I thought, what can B-I-G stand for with our call? And it was Blessed Ideas Group. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Bob, so that people can understand that the ideas that we've had, that Sue has had, that Bob has had, all of these are blessed of God. And that's why we call it the Blessed Ideas Group. And I appreciate you bringing that up so I could bring that little bit out, Bob. I think this is really good, a great update report. And on a day like this, Bob, this is the report we needed to hear. This is exactly what we need right now. And I want to say I've got to go to my Intel segment with you. But before we do, how do you get to Bob's website? How do you get there? And what can you read on it? What can you see? Everything is on that. It's great. So go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get there at the top of the page, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. You can go through. You can see the products that are there. You can pull the on sale tab down from all products, and you can scroll through and see exactly. You know, we still have the progressive sale, I believe, don't we, Bob? Where we've got the ability to get 10, 15, or 20% off your total order.
No.
And that means,
I don't think so, Bruce.
No, is that gone?
I think that.
Is it gone?
Let me just check real quick and see, because we have.
I didn't know if you were going to cut off at the end of the month or when.
Yeah, I think we might have already stopped it. Let me just look and see, because maybe not. Might still be available.
Well, I was wondering, based on the delivery of Myotrol.
Yep, you can do it. Yeah, that's exactly right. So you can still do it tonight.
Yep. Okay. It's still good for tonight. Probably cut off, what, at 9 a.m. in the morning tomorrow, something like that, or all day tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, probably early in the morning tomorrow.
Early morning, okay. So if there's anything that you need based on a $75 order, you get 10% off. If you spend $125, you can get 15% off your total order. And if you spend $175, you can get 20% off your total order. So go ahead and put that in if there's something. And this is on all products that are available, all products on the site. You basically name the products that you want to get 10, 15, or 20% off your order. So go to the website, go through, find out if there's something that you know you're low on or that you'd like to take advantage of at 10, 15, or 20% off, depending on your total volume of the order. All right. Now, if you need some customer support for something, use the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. All right? So that's what I wanted to say about that. I think this is great. I think, you know, what they've done, what Justin's done and everything in the Dominican Republic, that is one of the areas in the Caribbean that we wanted to help. There's a lot of things that we can do there that is going to be part of Rebuild International. And it's probably one of the first, because we already have things that Bob is familiar with there. He knows the people there. We've got, you know, the beginnings of something really, really good that's happening in that area of Samana, S-A-M-A-N-A, Samana. And that's really encouraging to me. I'm very encouraged by this. So we'll see how that all goes. And then, of course, we still are planning to work in the Bahamas. We're planning to work in Haiti at some point. We'll get a feel when we're at the Dominican Republic what's going on in Haiti and how soon we can maybe make something happen over there. They're terribly in need. I'd like to get regenerative farming going over there. They need chickens over there. They need a lot of stuff. And the borders are still sealed between Haiti and the Dominican Republic, even though they're on the same island of Hispaniola. But still, Haiti needs renewal. It needs some change. Let's see, what else? We are going to work with Republic, Haiti. Don't forget, what's the other town, the other island? Oh, I'll think of it in a minute. I'll come back to it. I keep thinking what I needed to say about Jamaica. Don't forget, Jamaica is also an island that got whacked by that last hurricane that came through. And it's definitely an area where we can make a difference, I think, too. That's Rebuild International. Don't forget Rebuild America, too. And that's my largest project, my biggest one. And I'm going to need the volunteer help to help me find the cities, towns, and communities that need the most help across this country in the United States. So we'll be working on that. And then, of course, there's the new version of the Veterans Retreat Network that we plan to work with the existing Veterans Retreats. There are over 100 around the country. And we're going to see if we can work with those and tie them together and make it a one-stop shop to get access to the information on them all. That's kind of a new approach. Plus, try to help fund the ones that are already out there so we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but we just work with those that are already in progress. And then, of course, there's the Pastoral Retreat Network to give pastors, evangelists, missionaries an opportunity for some R&R, and that's rest and relaxation, and the ability to plan and to just get recharged and rejuvenated and ready to roll out again for the next year or whatever. So that's another thing that we're going to be rolling out as well as a project. Okay, let's get into the intel and see where we stand. The first thing is, you know, I try to create a timeline, and I've told you time and time again that, of course, the information that we get morphs, it changes. It's like a military operation. Just when you're ready to go, something changes. You know, I've heard that numerous times. But what we have tonight is the idea that, yes, whenever we get toward the end of the month, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days left in the month, I get a little antsy about, could it go before the end of the month? As we've been told, it should go. It would go. It will go. Well, guess what? I'm not sure we're going to see anything for us, meaning Tier 4B, even though we've heard things that were possibilities for Thursday, Friday. Well, today's Thursday, not happening. Friday, maybe. But I'll tell you what could be happening. Not for Tier 4B, but for Tier 3. The bondholders have been told that they should be receiving their emails. I don't know if any of them got them today, but tomorrow, and my gut is it'll be probably over the weekend. And even if they get their emails that give them the amount, give them the ability to see the funds in their accounts, they still need to know when can they get access to those monies in their account and make, when is it spendable? It's one thing, it's kind of like if you're waiting for a wire to come through and you see so much money that's pending, but when is it available funds? When it is available to spend, to use a debit card, to write a check, to get cash, whatever it is you're looking for. Well, I think this is what bondholders will be looking forward to, hopefully, if not tomorrow, then over the weekend. The weekend is supposed to be the launch point, the weekend launch, we've heard. Now, remember, Saturday is the 30th, the 31st is Sunday, the 1st is Monday, 2nd is Tuesday. I think, even if the bondholders get their emails that tell them they can go look in their accounts, they've got their passcodes, they can dial it up, see how much they have, I think they're going to be waiting to have access to those funds when we are setting and going in for our exchanges. It could be an absolute shotgun start between Tier 3 and Tier 4 A and B, but those of us here in the internet group in Tier 4B, you know, don't expect to go ahead of the bondholders, but we don't want the bondholders to necessarily have access to their funds before we get access to our funds. So it could be a complete shotgun start. We're parallel to them. When they get access, we get access. I'm hoping that's how they're going to do it. The last time we've talked, that was what their intention was. So we'll see how that pans out over the next several days. We know that everybody is basically under brand new NDAs and information is starting to dry up. And that could be a good thing. You know, when you don't hear from somebody, when they can't talk to you anymore, it's because we're that close. And, you know, we do get a little bit here and a little bit there, like I had for Tuesday night's call. But tonight, nothing really new today and nothing really to change what I just gave you, which is looking like we could get notified it's possible over the weekend, but my gut is we won't get it this weekend. We'll get it on June 1st or 2nd and then start exchanges the next day. If we got it on Saturday, you know, it's possible. But then would we set our appointments and start maybe Monday or Tuesday? I guess that's possible. It is possible. But I know how the weekend is sometimes, and I know how the end of the month is, and I know sometimes they're thinking, well, we'll just start it on the 1st or 2nd of June. Now, when Jeannie was mentioning in her prayer and praise report about everything from R&R and Doge and our tariff dividends and all of that, the latest thing I've got on that, which I think is a day old, is that we're supposed to get Nisara initiated around June 4th. Well, let's see what day that is. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That would be Thursday, a week from tonight. Theoretically, we would be getting the beginnings or the first fruits of Nisara. Now, we've also heard a lot about July 4th. Well, the latest I got yesterday about July 4th was that's supposed to be the end of Nisara rolling out. In other words, from June 4th to July 4th, Nisara should roll out, and we should get the debt forgiveness that we've heard about. We should get the Doge payments and so on that we've heard about. Everything that we've talked about for months and months now, I think it's going to start off around the 4th of June and end on or by the 4th of July. Now, that's the latest estimate that I've received. All of this, of course, is subject to change. But we do believe that the ceasefire was extended with Iran. I just don't know if there's been anything new that has been put out. I haven't heard of anything new about that for this call tonight, but I look forward to getting better, more and better information on that. Tonight being Thursday night, our next call is scheduled for Tuesday, the 2nd of June, and I'm hoping we have our notifications by then, and if so, we'll celebrate with a celebration call on Tuesday night. So we're planning to have the call, but we'll see whether it's a typical Intel-driven call or whether it's a call for celebration. I hope it is. Now, what else is there that's out there? I can't think of anything Intel-wise other than we know that the rates were populating on the screens, changing because they were flashing, not solid, and as far as we know, that is still the case. I know this much. The redemption centers were showing rates Tuesday that were changing, that were flashing, changing values. But where before we could talk to the banks or our redemption center leaders could talk to banks, now they're not able to do that. They are cut off from the banks. And they have new NDAs, new paperwork, everything lined up. It's all coming together, but it doesn't look like we're going to get anything until the first couple of days of June, which would be Monday or Tuesday. Now, that's the last. Now, watch me get an influx of intel tonight, an hour after the big call ends, and might more fall of this. But for right now, as it stands, the intel is we're almost to the end. Hang in there, stay positive, stay in faith for this, and stay in prayer for it. And with everything that we've prayed for tonight, there's a lot more that we obviously can pray for. Before we do that and pray the call out, keep in mind, Sue has the offering. This is the latest offering that she's had on new sovereign relationships. This is another two-night class that is available as an audio download that you can download from your email as a link along with an 80-page guide about the class. Everything that's contained is summarized in this class. You've got meditations. You've got exercises in the class. You have music. You have everything, and the participation between everyone that was on that particular class. It's $100 for both classes. It represents a really good deal. And to have this information to move forward about new sovereign relationships and what that would mean for everybody and the changes that are just going to come flooding in on us and how to deal with those changes and how to be ready for those changes. It's really important. It's a good thing to get this. And all you do is send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds is MINDS, at hushmail.com. Now, it's $100. If you have PayPal, tell her in your email that you have it. If you don't have PayPal, tell her you don't have PayPal, and she'll invoice you for it differently. Put your name and your cell phone number in the email itself, and that way she'll be able to contact you. If all else fails, she'll probably send you a text. But don't expect to be texted or called. She's going to do it all by email. So what do you send in the subject line? You can put NSR 100 for new sovereign relationships. You can just put relationships. Either one in the subject line, Sue will know what it is you're looking for. Okay? And you can send it on out tonight. If you're Mountain or West Coast and you're still up, go ahead and get it out. Get it out. She'll be doing her best to get it out tomorrow. Get these out tomorrow. All right? Because I know Sue likes to keep her weekends free if possible. All right? So get those out to her tonight, and she'll go through those and send those out. And watch your emails. Send the email. You'll get a responder back, okay, right away, and be looking for your emails because it's going to look for you to respond to the funding of it, the spending, the money that is coming to Sue for this, for the class. Okay? It's a really good class, and we've heard some great two testimonials on it tonight. So I think everybody that gets it will certainly enjoy it. And you'll have that 80-page guide that you can print out if you like and just have it on a hard copy. So that's what I wanted to say tonight. I want to thank Sue and Bob for a really important call tonight. And I want to thank Doug and GCK for all their help technically. And thank you for Pastor Scott, where are you? I might have a way of getting in touch with him. I just remembered possibility. Jeannie, thank you as always for your prayer requests and praise reports, kind of two in one. That is really good. We've really enjoyed those. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out all over the globe. And I know the last few calls have made it into Iran, so I'm happy about that. And we just thank Big Call Universe for listening and tuning in and being there for us every Tuesday and Thursday night. And we look forward to this coming to fruition, coming to an end. And make sure that you have your email, especially if you've changed, make sure you register it on bigcalluniverse.com. Okay, put it on there, and we'll have it. We'll be putting the 800 numbers for us in Canada. If we get Canada, we'll put it on there on our website homepage, and we will be sending out an email to those that have registered to receive the 800 numbers when we vet it, prove it, and get it out. Okay? That'll be the plan. So, let's continue to lift up Gene's family. Let's lift up Johnny and his family. And let's just pray the call out. Lord God, thank you so much for the preparation time that we've been in, our readiness to be able to receive this incredible blessing. Thank you for the motivation that we have to do the right thing with it, to help the world, to up-level the world, and to give everybody an even chance at what we have enjoyed and will enjoy. Thank you for the orphanage church school in Samana. Thank you for just everything that's moving forward for all of our projects to come to fruition. We appreciate all that you've done for us to provide, to heal us, to go before us. And we thank you that we can have all of these things that you promised us by faith. Thank you for the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and everything that Jesus has meant to us and continues to mean for us in our futures. But we thank you for all of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. I'll look forward to talking with you Tuesday night.